With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Right now, the FBI focusing primarily on the NBA, but now they're saying it could be reaching out to other sports as well. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh.
The NBA says it's placing Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier on immediate leave after their Thursday arrests, along with more than 30 others in alleged sprawling gambling scheme. Billups was charged with participating in a conspiracy to fix high-stakes card games that were backed by La Cosa Nostra crime families. Rozier was accused in a second scheme to concoct fraudulent bets by exploiting confidential information about NBA athletes and teams. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
United States continues taking out vessels loaded with drugs. More on the story from correspondent Donna Warder.
The U.S. has so far launched 9 strikes against alleged drug-carrying vessels in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean, and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is defending the Trump administration's actions.
This is an operation against narco-terrorists, as the Department of War characterizes them, the Al-Qaeda of the Western Hemisphere. These are well-funded, dangerous, violent drug cartels that operate as terrorists who are flooding our country with drugs.
The latest U.S. strike on Wednesday killed 3 people in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump backing off on a plan to send federal agents into San Francisco, that after speaking with the city's mayor, who said the city's making progress in reducing crime. New York Attorney General Letitia James set to make her first court appearance Friday in a mortgage fraud case. She was indicted earlier this month on charges of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution. SRN News. Another European nation abandons transgenderism.
The president of the Austrian parliament says there will be no more, quote, gender-inclusive language used in legislative documents. All persons will be referred to either as male or female. Walter Rosenkranz tells the newspaper Krone, quote, Parliament is a place of democracy, not of linguistic experimentation. We're returning to a language that reflects the spirit of the Austrian Constitution, universally understandable, objective, and inclusive in the best sense of that word. Michael Harrington reporting.
October marking anniversary number 200 of the completion of the Erie Canal, which helped transform the U.S. economy, of course. But historians also point out the waterway had an immediate impact on the nation's spiritual condition. Erie Canal helped religious movements to spread to a number of rural areas throughout the United States. This is SRN News. Broadway has avoided a major strike that could have silenced dozens of musicals. Correspondent Bill Alexander reports.
The union representing Broadway's musicians reached a tentative labor agreement with commercial producers on Thursday. The American Federation of Musicians Local 802, which represents 1,200 musicians, had threatened to strike if they didn't have a new contract by Thursday morning. Union officials said that the contract would preserve crucial access to health care for musicians while maintaining the strong contract protections that empower musicians to build a steady career on Broadway.
Some public figures carry threats to their livelihood in the palms of their hands. Diplomatic candidate for Virginia Attorney General and a couple of aspiring GOP leaders knocked down by stories that showed them making crude comments in chat groups or text. Experts say, doesn't matter who you are, it's never wise to make profane comments. More details at srnnews.com.